Greetings and shalom. I am Adrian Scott, and welcome to Truth and Testimony, the broadcast. It is time for some more shekels for your thoughts. And I'm going to change gear a little bit here in this video, and that is intended to be a pun, and you'll understand why in a moment. So I was going to take this opportunity to talk a little bit about bad drivers. And there's a lot of definitions for that. And if there's one way to ignite a comment section, this could be it. So one thing I do see, and I mean, perhaps this is a perspective shift as I've gotten older and just kind of start to see things a little differently. But it seems like, it feels like to me, overall driving habits seem to be getting worse, at least in the part of the world where I'm at, which is in Canada. But I know I can speak from experience that we've seen very similar things through most of the parts of the United States that we've been in as well. So those two countries definitely share that. I can't speak for a lot of other places in the world. I don't know what the overall driving habits there are like. If anyone lives in somewhere other than the US and Canada, and you want to drop a quick note on what the situation's like in your country, please feel free to do so. But I can tell you that here there's a lot of... Okay, first off, I just want to preface by saying that I am going to connect this to scripture. So this is making... I am taking this as a biblical interlude, but it's going to take me a minute to get there. So hang in there. Number two, it is my perspective on driving, and I've kind of got my own thoughts on it. So really, this is just me opening up the chest and speaking freely to you. So it is absolutely my opinion and my perspective on it. I also would like to say, I don't think that I'm a perfect driver. I am completely capable of making mistakes. And I can think of a few times that I have. And I just straight up got lucky. I will say, when those situations happen, I really do make a very concerted effort to learn from them and not repeat those mistakes, which is good because there's so many other mistakes available to make. Anyways, I don't think I'm perfect, but one of the sarcastic comments that I've often said is, I'm not a perfect driver, but some of these people around me on the road make me look really good because they're that much worse, in my opinion. There's things like, one I will mention is speed limits. Where I'm at, in the part of the world I'm at, west coast of Canada, we do have our posted speed limits. We have one speed generally for highways and freeways, and we'll have another typical speed within city limits that can fluctuate a little bit. There are things like, we'll have playground zones and school zones, which do have you slow down, or at least supposed to slow down. But for the most part, most cities will have a set speed limit. And just to put a number on it, so again, we're all in metric here, but so our speed limit, generally speaking, within towns is 50 kilometers an hour. Some areas of some towns might do 60 kilometers an hour. There's other areas that will even drop down to 40. Those school and playground zones generally drop down to 30 kilometers an hour. And then most highways and freeways can go anywhere from 80 kilometers an hour to over 100. I think about the fastest I've ever seen is 120 as a posted 120 kilometers an hour as a posted speed limit. But that's not that common. Generally, it's 80, 90, or 100 for highways and stuff. But that's kind of the rough numbers of where we're at. So one example I can mention was driving down a street and actually passing into a school zone. The school had just let out, so there were actively children all over the sides of the streets. And in this particular area, again, this is another thing that, so where we're at, often you'll have your roads, then when you get off to the side of the road, whether it's a single lane either direction, or you might have two or more lanes either direction, but at the edge of that, you'll have curb, and it raises up a few inches and you have sidewalk, which is pedestrian territory. There are other areas where they may not have those curbs and sidewalks. It might just be a dirt or a gravel side to the road. Yet other areas which still won't have a curb, but it will just be a road that kind of levels off and ends up on a sidewalk. So there's different variations of that. In this particular case, it was a paved road, one lane in either direction. There was a little bit of a gravel shoulder, and then there was a paved sidewalk. Now, all the kids were up on this paved sidewalk, again, on either side of the road. But I dropped down to the posted speed limit. Yes, I can be guilty sometimes of not dropping all the way down to 30. But in this case, as there were kids everywhere, I absolutely went down to 30, and a car went blazing past the outside of me on the gravel, partway up on the sidewalk, doing at least double, I would say greater than double the speed that I was doing. So he was doing no less than 60 kilometers in a 30 kilometer zone. I suspect more. Just about took out a couple of kids on the sidewalk because he didn't want to slow down to 30, is my guess. Right? You have to be careful on that because you never know. Sometimes there are crazy extenuating circumstances, right? And I have to acknowledge that perhaps his friend or spouse was in his or her friend or spouse was in a major accident, were bleeding out, and he's on the way to the hospital or something to that effect. I don't know that this was the case here. I don't think I saw multiple people in this vehicle, but so I assume it was just impatience and not wanting to wait. Many other times of being on roads where on our roads, we'll have areas where you can legally pass. So you can be behind a car, legally move out, go in front and pass in front of that vehicle. Anyone who's watched much of Trucker Ray, my buddy Ray's videos on his other channel, they'll have seen a lot of these driving habits. And that's fine. But there's other areas where you're not permitted to pass. Usually there's a reason for that because you're coming up to a hill. So you don't know what's coming the other way over the hill, or it might be a blind bend in the road or something like that. In other words, you can't necessarily see what's coming. So don't pass. If there's a vehicle coming in the other direction, neither one of you may have time to react properly if you've moved over. So you wait. Generally, those passing lanes are going to be in straight, clear areas where you can see a fair distance ahead. There was a section of road, and this is on my daily commute to work. This one actually only happened maybe a day or two ago. And it's a highway, but it goes through a residential section. So for that little section, it drops your speed limit down, not to 50. This is one of those ones where it does go to 60, but it does reduce you. The rest of the time it's 80. So I'd reduce down to 60. When you get to the end of that zone, you'll see the sign that allows you to go back up to 80. And so we get up there and I have accelerated up to, or I'm about to start accelerating up to 80. We're not quite at that sign yet. And this person comes flying past me. There is a car actively coming the other direction. So he's in real danger of having a head-on collision with this vehicle in the other lane, and I'm sure scared the living daylights out of this poor person, whoever they were, to zip ahead of me and then did it again before we got to the 80 zone. And what was so frustrating about this one is once we got to the 80 zone and everyone got up to speed, he was right there. So it's not like he was doing 90 or 100 or 110 or anything like that. He was doing maybe 85, which is pretty much where we all were, a little bit over the posted limit. But he didn't want to slow down in the residential section, which is 60. And I have to say, he's not alone, because that is a very popular area where you'll see vehicles that have been pulled over and ticketed for speeding by the police. So those are two examples of that. But why am I even talking about any of this? There is a reason. One of the thoughts that I frequently have when I see these things occurring is I sit there and I think to myself, as this person is doing this, I get frustrated. I don't think you're human if you don't get a little frustrated watching some of this stuff, because it's reckless and careless, and it just doesn't make sense to me. But I'm sitting there thinking to myself about this person in this vehicle, whoever he or she is. You're what's wrong with this world. Why would I say that, you may ask? And I connect this to the concept of humanism. And this is where I'm bringing this to sort of the scriptural side of stuff. So humanism, at its core, kind of focuses on this idea that we are our own gods, that we are evolving to our own godhood. And by extension, with that in mind, that we just decide for ourselves what is right and wrong. And that's where this connects to that, to biblical principle. Because if you believe that there is a God, and you believe the Bible, that means there's someone that has created this world and has created you and has a set of rules for you to follow. Right? Like any loving parent, I look at those rules and I say, these are rules designed to keep us healthy, happy, and safe, and blessed with long lives. He's not sitting there making rules to keep us under his thumb and see how subservient we'll be. Like any good parent, he's telling us, don't play with fire, you'll get burned. Stay out of the road, you might get hit by a car. Things like that, right? Just from a biblical perspective. But anyways, the whole point of that is that there is a creator, and we now are beholden to that creator. Of course, if you don't believe there's a God and don't believe in his word and any of that stuff, nothing to worry about, right? Then you can pretty much do whatever you want. And that's what you see in so many of these cases. I would get more angry, I think, sometimes seeing these people, but I actually find that I'm more sad than anything, because I suspect that the vast majority of them are probably quite godless. And not necessarily everyone, but I would say the majority of them, in my opinion. And it's unfortunate, because that there's all kinds of scriptures that it starts getting me to think about, things like the road to destruction, which is broad and many are on it. Most are on it. And the road that leads to salvation is narrow, and only a few find it, according to the words of Yeshua, our Messiah. Yeah, it's broad, leading to destruction. And there may not be destruction right at that moment in their car. I suppose sometimes there probably is. But I think that destruction is coming nevertheless. And that makes me more sad than angry. And I just hope that these people will have an opportunity, that somebody watching this video, me, Ray, anyone would have the opportunity to hear the good news of the word, to hear this offer of the gift of salvation in Yeshua. Because I'll tell you, it's not the kind of life you want to lead without. What is our life on this world? It's but a moment of smoke. We're here one instant and gone the next, compared to eternity, right? And so, yeah, I mean, that's just, I kind of feel bad for them, aside from being frustrated. But that's the connection that I make. And so I go back to that, again, that thought where I just sit there and say, you're what's wrong with this world, because you're coming from a place, it seems like you're coming from a place, sir or ma'am, where you don't think these rules apply to you. Right? It's for the other peons, and that you're going to do what you want to do. And you'll sit there and say, well, I haven't killed anyone. I'm a good driver. You know what? If killing someone is your only criteria for being a good driver, you really need to reevaluate your criteria. Secondly, I would also point out, yet, because if you keep driving that way, the odds increase that something very bad will happen. And then you're not just impacting yourself at that point, you're impacting whoever else is involved in that. And by extension, you're then impacting all of their friends and their families and their coworkers. There's this incredible trickle-down effect that all of this stuff has, because we are all connected. Whether you're a believer or not, Whether you believe in God or not, you're a child of God. You can reject that. You have the free will to do so, right? But whether you believe it or not, I think that's the way it is. You are a child of God. We are all children of God. Coincidentally, it's a little side note, never says we're the adults of God. We're always called the children of God. Just pointing that out. But that's it. That's that idea that it's bad habits in driving, I'm sure. I've often labeled a lot of it as lazy driving, where you just see them coming on a bend on the road and they're going over the line because they can't actually stay within the lane. It's just easier to make a more casual turn. I refer to that as lazy driving, and lazy driving can end up in just as many problems. But either way, I take it as they don't take the seriousness of what it is to be behind the wheel of a car. How much damage that you can do to yourself and others. And it often is connected. And I've had conversations, so for a fact, I can say it's often connected to that concept of them deciding for themselves what's right and wrong. I can go 15 kilometers an hour over the speed limit and drive safely. I'm competent enough to do that. Perhaps you are. Doesn't make it right. You know? So, yeah, I don't want to belabor that one too long. It was just kind of an interesting little thought. I very often equate this bad driving to this concept of humanism and deciding for yourselves what's right and wrong, which laws you need to follow, which laws you don't need to follow. There's a whole other connection that I would say, okay, so you're not following those laws. What other laws are you not following, right? Where does it stop? Right? If you've decided to throw those laws out because you don't think they apply to you, what's the next round of laws that aren't going to apply to you? And the next round, and the next round. And then one step further, for any of you believers out there, there are instructions / laws, because the word Torah actually translates as instruction. There are instructions or laws in the Bible that we should be keeping. The obvious ones. Let's go back to the Ten Commandments. Always the simple place, the low-hanging fruit to start with here, right? Thou shalt not murder. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Things of that nature. There's the laws that we should still be following. So if you've disregarded those road laws, how long until you're disregarding one of those laws? Right? Maybe it never happens. But there's a better chance that it would happen if you've already started discarding those laws, right? There's another passage in scripture that says that you should respect and follow the laws of your leaders and the people that are ruling your land, right? As long as it doesn't interfere with God's instructions, then you got a problem. But on that note, I will wrap it up there. Don't want to get too long-winded about it. Again, I thank you if you've hung into this point. Thanks for tuning in and checking it out. Give the video a like if you enjoyed it. Feel free to share, and don't forget to subscribe to the channel and hit the notification bell so that you do get notified anytime Ray or I drop content. I will end as well by saying that if you are checking this out on either YouTube or Rumble, where we have channels, and are more interested, or maybe you have more time to check out other content from us, but you don't have the ability to watch a video, we do also have a podcast. You can find that information down below. As well, if you're listening to the podcast, but you would like to see our pretty smiling faces, you can check us out on YouTube or Rumble with the same channel name, Truth and Testimony, the broadcast. Having said that, I wish you all blessings in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus our Lord, and I just say have a great week and a great day, and shalom, and bye for now.